Welcome to Dish Nation!
Man, forget about IG official. Comedy Jennifer Hudson just went talk show official.
Yes. Ooh, honey, and Madonna's causing a commotion again, baby. But has she pushed her fans too far?
Plus, is someone coming for Nick Cannon's fatherhood crown? We'll dive into all that, but first, what's up, Tanner?
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. All right, last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills 27-24, so they're going to be facing off the Baltimore Ravens next Sunday. Ooh. But more important in this world, everyone,
what?
Travis Kelce gave us another sign of his feelings for Taylor Swift. Oh. After his touchdown, he made a little hard hand gesture in the direction of Taylor, who was there cheering him on. Love it. And of course, Taylor's known for making that same hard gesture during her concerts. There she is in front of a billion people. Jason Kelce, come on. Come on, Gary, get with
it. I love it.
Jason Kelce was also there showing his support, shirtless, no less. Okay, all right. And the Chiefs IG page called him Travis's number one hype man.
Why does his hair look like a bow?
That big Anheuser-Busch energy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. His brother is so cute to me. I love me a husky man.
Yeah?
A good husky one white, huh?
Well, whatever shade. I just love when a man got, you know, breast, a little bit of breast.
Really?
Like I like that.
Oh, my. I guess.
Right, and when the cold, when it's warmer and more snuggly. But I love him and Taylor Swift. That
they're
heart thing.
Together.
So cute. So cute. I love that he represents for her. He ain't trying to act all macho like he don't care, like he's so hard and tough. He gives it up for her, and I love to see that. I love.
Don't nobody care
what you buy, Gary. You don't have no love. So you can't recognize it.
Y'all, I'm kind of with Gary on this.
He's using her ass, honey. He can save all his. Nah. He's doing her like a woman does a man.
I think she's never had like a black man, and he's kind of like a black man because he's dating a black woman.
Because
he's dating like a. Because he's dating like a black woman.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he got swag, and I don't think she's ever had anybody with like swag. Most of the guys she's dated have been like kind of like milky white, like a little bit cornballish. So he's got some swag. I feel like I love them together.
That's why he's gonna rob a blind. He got swag.
I think he's very happy, and I think she's very happy too. Congratulations to them.
Well, MLK Day may have passed, but people are talking about how Martin Luther King Jr., for another reason, and this involves another NFL game from this weekend. Now, a fan at the Ravens game went viral for his uncanny resemblance to the civil rights leader, and some fans were even convinced that MLK came back to cheer on the Ravens. Now, I don't know if this is the dream that Dr. King had, but it's given, I have a team. even Dr. Bernice King posted about it, saying this was funny, unlike some of the other posts about her dad.
I don't know. That looked like Jonathan Majors to me.
He looked like Cameron with a mustache.
That's Jonathan Majors, y'all.
No.
Twins.
No, he doesn't look like John Majors.
That's Jonathan Majors down to the football game looking for Coretta Scott energy. Now, and then cheerleaders.
Jonathan Majors is Martin Luther Kang.
Martin Luther Kang.
And that's his brother, John Wan Kang, behind him.
Right behind him.
Yeah. He went to the barbershop and was like, yo, let me get that civil rights leader one. You know what I'm saying? That number two on the poster.
Right, because we can't see his hair.
No. Let me get that civil rights mustache.
He probably looks nothing like him with his hair.
That's definitely the Selma mustache right now.
All right, y'all, we recently dished about Madonna starting a New York concert 2 hours late. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, she didn't go in until almost 11 o'clock, y'all, which meant her show went until 1 a.m. on a Wednesday night. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, get this. Two fans can no longer justify their love for the diva because they are suing the Material Girl along with Live Nation and the Barclays Center as well. They claim the transportation options were limited and rideshare costs were higher at that hour. They're also complaining that some concert goers had to get up early to go to work or take care of family responsibilities the next day.
Mm. You know how many people I should be suing?
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, and also, how would it look PR-wise if Madonna didn't, you know, handle this accordingly? You should care about your fans. You should pay your fans
for
their...
So you think that she should settle?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You
but then
settle.
If you settle with one, you're going to have to settle for everybody.
How about you be on time?
Yeah.
How about you start your concerts on time, Miss Material Girl?
But the good thing about it is we definitely know they're not black.
Why not? It's about time black people start suing for this type of stuff. You know how many black people concerts I be going to? The time be saying 7 o'clock, people come on at midnight.
Exactly. Her name is Lauryn Hill.
It's about time we start suing too. Shoot.
I went to go see Frankie Beverly one time. He came out so late, they came out and announced he was asleep.
Now, Frank Beverly never been late, the ones I've been to. And I just saw him Saturday night. He's never late. So you might have went to a different concert.
It was a different one, yeah.
That was Stanky Beverly.
But baby, honey, it looks like karma confirmed, honey, what we already knew. So, y'all, he recently appeared on the Jennifer Hudson Show and was asked a question that everybody wants to know. Who you dating, boo? And he said this, honey. Take a look.
I'm in a relationship that is with one of the most beautiful people I ever met in life. And she's smart. I set my standard kind of high because she had to have an EGOT. She had to win an Oscar on her first movie. I set my standard high. She had to get her own talk show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
He better give us
a damn
see what
fool,
she had
honey.
To say.
Yeah.
She's a
that
fool.
That was cute.
That was cute. You gonna call my name.
Well, he's on her show.
Oh, my God, Gary.
I don't care.
So finally, he's comfortable now at the tender age of 68 years old. Finally, we're going to believe
we are not going to retire Common. That's what we're not going to do. Now, he might be confident enough in his relationship to finally go public with it. With the other ones, he had doubts.
Beyonce wrote the damn song, Say My Name, Say My Name.
Exactly.
And he ain't saying her name.
He's talking to the girl. He's talking to the girl. That's why she was on his show. They planned this together.
I need you to say Jennifer.
Thank
y'all
you.
All are crazy. Okay. he's on her show because of this very reason.
That don't matter.
And we know this is them
we don't
saying
care,
that.
Brad.
This
we
is
don't care,
y'all
Brad.
All stupid.
I want him to say Jennifer, I love you. That's what I want him to say.
Say my name.
I'm gonna let y'all finish.
You just love love.
Exactly.
This is them saying
you got a
that
good,
together.
The thing is,
I do
Brad,
damn love
Brad,
love.
Brad is in a good relationship and
I
she thinks good. She thinks everything is rosy because she has a very nice relationship.
And she called you the damn name every minute.
Exactly. But you got comments. Comments on Jennifer's show, and he won't even say Jennifer.
Nah. How would you confess your love for Jesse? What would you say?
Jesse, my darling, I love you. You have an E guy, a T guy, and a me guy.
Okay, so, thank you. And I got two guys.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Nah.
Exactly.
That's it.
All right, y'all. Moving on, because Lord knows we need it. Moving on, it's time for
Dizzy Dish coming.
Well, y'all, the internet has been sent in a frenzy after finding out that one man held a joint baby shower for 5 different women after getting them pregnant, all pregnant, at the same damn time.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. So the story went viral after one of the moms-to-be, Ashley, posted a video on TikTok revealing the father-to-be, a rapper named Zeddy Will, being the father of their forthcoming babies. Yes, babies with an S. Ashley also shared that the mothers have decided to raise their children together as sister wives, y'all.
There's a part of me that wonders, like, okay, he's a rapper. Is there a world that where he's kind of like kind of faking this for a music video he's about to drop or something?
Oh,
possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like either that or he got the most defective box of condoms
my
ever
Lord.
Made.
Yeah. My Lord. Oh my God, like this kind of like, disgusting.
Do y'all think he's gonna be rich?
Because when you sleep with all of them raw, you slept with all their partners. So instead of the 5 girls, it's about 100 people. All of them have slept
oh, my
with
Lord.
Collectively,
it's a lot of juice.
And you need to do some tests to see oh, who got God. AIDS, who don't got
Brad,
AIDS.
Brad,
you need to go to
Brad,
you need to go to fertility and see. What disease running your family?
Brad,
what diseases don't run in your family? Because once you have a baby, those diseases can transfer to your child.
Brad, you're being too intelligent about it.
People gotta learn.
I feel like I'm back in school.
Well, up next,
fans are upset that Lil Wayne kids didn't acknowledge when royalty spoke to them. Find out what we mean after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
What up?
I know rapper Lil Wayne's kids have the internet talking. Now, at a recent Lakers game, Wayne was greeted by the legendary Queen Latifah.
Yes.
And naturally, the Queen's presence brought Wayne to his feet, and he stood up to shake Queen Latifah's hand, and he motions an introduction to his young sons who were sitting beside him. But unfortunately, the kids did not get the UNITY memo because unlike their dad, they waved to her from their seats. Check this out. Yeah, and that kid was in his phone too, right before it happened, so he was ready to get right back to it.
These kids don't know. Yeah. They don't know who we are. Like, they would have shook anybody's hand. Lil Wayne knows and respects her because of who she is and what she's done in her life and career. You know, we're all around, like, the same age. But these kids, they don't know.
They be guarded from that. They probably know who Queen Naja is.
they looked a little young. Like, they're younger. They're not in their 20s or 30s. No. And something happens when you get a little older where it's like when someone older than you does greet you, you stand up. I think that's just, like, manners that you pick up as you
age. They don't even watch TV. They play video games.
Yeah, but still, the Bible says train a child while he's young.
And they definitely don't read the Bible.
They should have been trained young to stand up. Hail to the queen.
Well, what about y'all, like, when y'all were kids, did y'all have to, like, I remember when I was a kid growing up Haitian, it was so annoying where if you went somewhere, you had to kiss and hug every adult. Mm. Like, every, allô, bonjour, bonsoir, allô. It was like, oh, my God. It was like, dang, I'm tired of adults.
No, we ain't gonna get older. None of y'all stand up and bow to me, hell.
Because you a queen?
Moving on, child. Finding your roots, honey, is starting to get messy about today. Now, on a recent episode, the legendary Kunta Kinte, a.k.a. LeVar Burton, found out that his great-great-grandfather, honey, was Massa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A.k.a. a white man. And, y'all, his reaction did not disappoint. Take a look.
That's him. You are looking at your great-great-grandfather, James Henry Dixon. It's difficult to make out, but it's the truth. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
What? Kunta!
Kunta.
Got white ancestry.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Wait, some of the caucus delegation let it be known they did not like his reaction. Well, Mr. Reading Rainbow took it back to his reading days and clapped with this. Either you are an insensitive troll or you possess an acute lack of understanding of humanity. Mm. It is one thing to know something on an intellectual level, another matter entirely to be introduced to an emotional truth that is both surprising and wholly unexpected.
Oh, I heard the Reading Rainbow music as you read
it. I did too. I just felt the ambiance.
Let's take a look, it's in a book.
Somebody in the great-great-great-parents section wasn't great enough to let him know the truth, and he had to find out on Reading Rainbow like that. That's messed up.
Great-great-great is greatly gone by this.
Hold on, he's just talking about a great, not a great-great, right?
Well, I tell you what, if they were to tell me that my great-great-grandfather was a white man, I would welcome him. I'd say, Papa, when I'm going to get my 40 acres and a mule? That's all we want.
You got more than 40 acres and a mule on your chest? You got them Gucci boots? You good. You Gucci.
But that was because I laid on my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, y'all, SNL and Dave Chappelle come for Cat Williams. Details after the break.
Wow.
Punta Kinte.
Wow. Ooh.
The mule, honey, did come, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're busy.
Hey.
All right, y'all, now people still can't get enough of Shannon Sharpe's interview with Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay. Even the cast of Saturday Night Live. So this past weekend, Egg on the Water and Devin Walker did their big one with the parody of the viral interview, and it's kind of spot on. Check it out.
There's too many Gretas in the world. You don't think it's strange that all these women got the same name? Greta Gerwig, Greta Thunberg, doing all that talking. You need to Greta job. You gonna challenge me, Shannon? I'm the one who invented fruit.
Now, Kat, you ain't invent no fruit.
But for me, trees wasn't bringing nothing to the table. I'm handsome, athletic, and I can hold my breath for 27 years. Matter of fact, I'll race you right now.
Now, how you gonna do that, Kat?
Come on, let's race right now. See? I just beat you.
They both nailed that. I'm so sorry.
I would love to see the two of them. I would love to see more Kat and Shannon interviews. Yeah.
And, like, I think it's not too late to even reach out and try to see if you can get Kat to be a guest host next week on SNL.
Yeah,
like
not?
I'm surprised they didn't, like, you know, strike while the iron's hot. I know my man on tour.
Has he ever
Shannon
done? Has he ever done SNL, Kat Williams?
Know. I don't think so. Not that I recall. Not.
Yeah. Now's the perfect time. He still got the internet in a chokehold.
The crazy part about this interview, y'all, I think Kat did an interview just the same way with somebody else, but Shannon put his out first.
Oh, yeah, Willie D.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So Willie D is
that's so true,
somewhere upset.
He turned in his homework late.
Oh. Yeah.
So if he came on this show, what would y'all ask him?
Kat Williams?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if he ever going to rematch that kid that choked him out at that soccer
field. Oh, my God.
because I'm sure he didn't beat him up that day because he was a kid. But, like, the day you turn 18, like, when it's time to blow out your birthday candles at your cake, I would be right there mushing your face in the said cake, piercing your eyes with the candles.
Period.
Yikes.
Happy 18th birthday, young man.
Well, y'all, since we're up here having a good kiki about Kat,
let's get into who ain't laughing, y'all. Dave Chappelle.
Uh-oh.
So during a recent comedy show, Dave went in on Kat saying that he was dead wrong for ethering only black comedians and not taking aim at the Anglo-Saxon ones. Mm. Dave said this. He didn't say anything about any of those white boys. None of these white boys function like that. What part of the game messes up another black man's paper? Mm. And the crazy thing is that Kat stayed away from even mentioning Dave during his interview with on Club Shay Shay. So, I don't know. Me personally, I just feel like Kat Williams don't care about white people's business.
Exactly.
I don't think that he cares.
He's in his own world.
Yeah. Yeah. He talked about like, what he knew. Those people that he talked about.
Yeah, he talked about the people he was tangled up with.
And he also talked about people who, like, kind of stealing some of his material, or that's kind of what he put out there. And it's very, like, a lot of his material is cultural, and a lot of white comedians can't steal that material.
Actually, he did kind of shade Dave a little bit. Because he said Dave had to give up. What happened when Dave left his platform? He gave up, how many
years? $50 million?
Yeah. Remember, Kat was like, no, I've turned down $50 million. I felt like that was kind of like a little slight.
Kat said he's turned down $20 million three times or something, I want to think, right?
To kind of make it seem like Dave didn't turn that down. So I kind of feel like Dave is testing the waters with that.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Chess match.
Mm-hmm. Like, say my name for real.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, honey, coming up, Snoop Dogg says his rod of God, honey, is worth more than $100 million. Oh. We'll dish on that after the break.
Oh, wow.
Rod
of God.
Oh, wow. Blood?
That's in the Bible?
Oh, yeah. Matthew 3 and 5. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. Uncle Snoop Dogg said OnlyFans offered him $100 million to show the world what that eggplant do. Oh. So during a recent interview, my Lord, Snoop D.O. Double Jizzle said, go ahead, HK.
It was like, OnlyFans wants you to come on there, Snoop. You could do about $100 million. All you gotta do is pull that thing out.
Oh my God, but Snoop declined, thank the Lord, and said that he had a black wife that would never let that go down for no amount of money.
$100 million?
I can see the hashtag now, Snoop Dong.
Men on the stage, how much money is it taking for us to pull out that thang on OnlyFans?
Oh, you tell us, Tanner, how much I gotta pay to see your thang.
Listen, there's not much I wouldn't do for $1 million, let alone $100 million. Yes.
I would do it if you put my face on Tanner.
Why?
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to sell your own body?
I don't use it.
They'd pay me to put mine back away. They'd just be like, no, no.
It's like, does that man have vitiligo? Like, why is the face black?
Yeah, especially with his head on his body.
There would be so many questions.
I can't unsee it. God, no.
What in the Michael Jackson?
That man is Neapolitan.
And then we can split the money. Wow.
It's giving light-skinned friend look like Michael Jackson.
You said you like swirl. Yeah.
Hashtag frown town.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.